Saturday session, Frank said, that's as well as the offense, as well as the passing game, has looked since he's been here. Did you agree with that sentiment, and what was clicking with
you? You know, it's hard to say. Obviously, we were completing a lot of balls, so that was fun. That was always a positive, but you know, that's kind of how camp is. You know, some days it's really good for the offense, some days it's good for defense. So we were definitely clicking that day for sure.
What kind of camp would you say you've been having so far since practice?
Yeah, well, it's finally hot today, so we were blessed with some good weather for a while there. But you know, camp's been going solid. You know, I think you have plenty of mistakes, things happen, and you're just trying to get everybody up to speed on the same page and everything. So that's why we do this. That's why I come out here early in the morning. And do this every day. So I would say we're about where we want to be, and we just got to keep building.
Do you think the live hitting helps you as far as your preparation and accuracy?
Well, I don't get hit, so but guys around me, I think the biggest thing is for some of the young guys, you know, if it's been a while since they've gotten hit and you've gotten used to that contact. So I think it's good to also just build some competitiveness as well. But I think definitely for the younger guys, it's good for them to show what they can do.
All the work you've done in the offseason and the OTAs and even off with Dakota, how much different is it today with the hats on and those line periods, and can you sense that all that offseason work with these guys pays off in situations like that? Without a doubt.
The offseason work is huge. You know, like you said, going back to OSPs, OTAs, and then getting most of the guys out to North Dakota, and then the first part of camp and everything, you know, it all, every rep matters, you know, every opportunity matters, and you see it come up in competitive live drills like today. And, you know, it's never perfect. It's never perfect, but, you know, all those reps are definitely important.
No, Alshon or Torrey today, how important is it to get the other guys sort of mixing in with the ones to get a chemistry?
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge. You know, that's football. You know, guys go down, things happen. You know, Alshon and Torrey both are a big part of what we do, but getting guys like Marcus Johnson, Nelson, Mac Hollins going, some different guys going out there, you see them making plays. So the goal is when someone goes down, we can just – someone can step right in and not miss a beat. And, you know, obviously we miss those guys, but, you know, we're not too worried about it at the same time.
Carson, what was it like for you on Sunday at the bank, you know, with all the fans going crazy for you? I mean, you know, it's kind of different than last year. I mean, you're not the third-string quarterback like you are. Did you kind of notice that? And how did you feel about it?
Yeah, it was cool. You know, I was kind of blown away with, I think the number was 23,000 is what I tweeted out, which is pretty cool. Just seeing a Sunday morning in Philly, we're a couple weeks out from even preseason, so you can just tell the atmosphere here, the passion here, and just how excited everyone is for Eagles football this year. So that was really cool being there and getting to see the fans for the first time in a while.
So being a number one versus being a number three last year, was it different for you?
I mean, obviously a little bit. You know, obviously a little bit, but last year at the same time, there was a lot of excitement too, a lot of buzz. So, but yeah, just this whole camp, I should say, has just been a different mindset and different atmosphere.
Have you happened to see the video of the North Dakota couple that got really emotional talking about their trip here?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, how you react to something that you're having that type of impact on.
Yeah, it's really cool, you know. Just to know that I have that support, you know, obviously out in Philly, the fan support here is unbelievable, but knowing that fan support extends back home, the same fans that I had since I was even a kid in college at North Dakota State, seeing how much passion they still have and how much they follow me, I'm definitely, it's definitely humbling. It's definitely humbling, but it's also really cool to recognize that I have that influence. I'm very fortunate.
Why do you think you elicit that kind of emotion?
I don't really know. I don't really know. I just tell everyone I'm just a normal dude that has been blessed to play this game. But I think it's cool. I mean, from North Dakota, you know, obviously there's not a lot of big things that come out of there nationally, so I think it's just a lot of pride, a lot of North Dakota pride that comes with it. So it's pretty cool.
You mentioned Marcus Johnson, what kind of skill set does he have?
He's very talented. You know, he's very talented. You know, last year with him, he was just getting used to everything. This year, it's been good to get a full off season under his belt. He's making plays. He can run now. He can run, so you see him out there making some big plays down the field, and he's very explosive. So it's just good to, you know, with Alshon being out today, getting him some more reps, getting comfortable with him. So he's definitely an explosive guy.
I see you go to Zach Ertz a lot more in practice. How has your comfort level come along with him from last year to this year? How much carry was there?
Yeah, my relationship with Ertz has been rock solid. You know, it's been it's one of those things, you know, we come out on the field and we've been on the same page even last year, but now we kind of just, we're almost in each other's heads sometimes. We just know what to expect. I know what he's about to do. I know I'm just getting used to how he gets in and out of breaks and different things. So, and he's a smart player. You know, he sees zero blitz. He sees guys blitzing. He knows when he needs to look hot and different things. So our relationship, our chemistry is in a really good place.
Coach Youssef has praised your accuracy this summer. I know you've always felt you were an accurate quarterback, but what's that the byproduct of?
I think the biggest thing is just feeling comfortable with the offense, footwork and things within the plays, you know, knowing, for me, sometimes it's just going through my progressions and not getting carried away with thinking outside the box too much. So just having a routine, having a rhythm with everything, I think that's been a big part of it.
Chris Sims recently commented on kind of your throwing motion, also said he had some concerns about wearing that sleeve that you have on there and that you're not throwing as much, especially when you came into rookie camp. He has concerns about your arm and says call him and call the Sims family. Any chance you would want to respond to that?
Well, for starters, I've worn arm sleeves since I was in high school. You know, that's kind of my thing. So, I mean, if you want to look into that, go for it. But yeah, I'm not concerned about it at all, and I don't even know what he said about the mechanics. So I feel good with everything.
Carson, there's an NFL Network report that after the season ended, how he approached you and said to get your input on what you thought the team needed. A, is that the case, and B, would you tell
him? Not really. You know, not really. I mean, you're kind of in discussion a little bit, but, you know, there's that grace period where we can't really talk to coaches and staff anyway. So I think people made that more than what it really was. But at the same time, I trusted them. They went out and got us some weapons, got us some new pieces. So I think they did a great job.
Carson, Ron Brooks talked about after practice Sunday how much you communicate with the defense on practice too. How valuable is that at this stage, really being able to get on the same page with them too?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with them is just they talked to me, I talked to them about what was that coverage, what was that look, how are you guys reading this? I mean, we want our offense to be playing at a high level too, so are we giving any indicators? Is there anything that you're picking up? So just keeping that constant communication so that we can all be better is a big part of this team.
Smallwood was able to work in with him out today. What does he bring to the table then that makes him better?
Yeah, he looked good. You know, You know, I think with Wendell, it's kind of the best of both worlds. He can do kind of a little bit of everything. He catches the ball really well. He can run in between the tackles, outside the tackles. You know, we got LG, and then we got Sproles, and we got Wendell kind of right in the middle there for that. So he brings a little bit of a different element, kind of a hybrid of both of those guys. So it's good to get him out there in those live situations and see him make some plays today.
You spoke about using your feet with the red jersey. I don't know how much you can work on that. How do you work on that in practice? And is that somewhat preseason game?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard, for sure. Sometimes it's hard in practice. And you don't necessarily think about it. You know, you work on it in individual drills. You work on things like that. But it's all just a read and react. It's a feel thing. And like you said, sometimes it's the preseason. Sometimes it takes games where your instincts just take over. So you can work on it a little bit, but a lot of times it's just instincts. Yeah, I mean, kind of every play is different. You know when you got 7-man protection versus 5-man protection. You know when it's a downfield pass. You know, your internal clock's kind of always different. So it's an internal clock. It's your instincts. It's a pocket feel. It's kind of all those things that kind of go into it. And then you go watch the tape. You know, you watch the tape. Okay, I should have got out earlier. I could have hung in there a little more. As you start to get a feel for what guys can do around you.
Just to follow up on the
last question.
Do you need any specific requests for your weapons or do you do it?
Like I said, we didn't really communicate on that too much. You know, we kind of addressed some things, but it was, again, I'll just leave it. They went out and did a great job. So thank you.